Greetings, 7 Second Delay fans. Tonight, a very special encore presentation. Special due to its age. It's 32 years old. And when you hear Andy Breckman on it, he will sound 32 years younger. Also, I apologize for the bad fidelity. This was originally one of the early WFMU Real Audio archives. The title of the show was Fan Appreciation Day. It features an appearance by Tom Sharpling, host of the best show on WFMU, as well as the band The Dust Rhinos. It originally aired November 1993. Here it is, a real oldie, Fan Appreciation Day.
Okay, just give me some kind of signal. Some kind of visual sign so I know that we're on.
Ah, you forget so quick. It's the finger thing.
Oh, then we're on. Hi, it's great to be back at FMU. This is where it all began for me at FMU. This is where my radio career began, and it's great to be back here with my pals, with my family. My name's Andy. I'm here with Ken, and this is 7 Second Delay. And I'd like to thank whoever filled in for me last week. Who did fill in for me last week?
Mike and Robert did a good job, I hear.
I heard it was a gag fest. Would you agree? Gag fest? Is that the word?
At times.
What was the subject last week?
I don't know.
You know what? I wasn't really out of town. I was just sitting in the driveway in my car listening, wishing they would fail. I'm going to be honest with you. So they would fail, and then everyone would appreciate me more. But it didn't work. They did a fine job. What do we do today, Uncle Ken? I lost my list of show topics.
We had a great idea.
I know. I should have written it down because I think I've forgotten it. Actually, you know what today was? I thought we could do Fan Appreciation Day, because where would we be without our fans? We'd just be sitting in a little room talking to ourselves, looking at the phone, hoping it would ring. Fan Appreciation Day here at 7 Second Delay. So if you're a fan of the show, give us a call at 678-7743. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what are you going to give me?
Who's this?
I am the first caller ever on your show.
Is this Randy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Randy, you know what? You are a great fan, and we do appreciate you, but we are actually thinking of celebrating another fan today.
Who's that?
Well, we have a kid that calls every week. He's usually the first caller. You were the first ever.
I was the first caller on your show.
That's right.
You said movie topic.
That's right. You were the yardstick by which we continue to measure all other calls.
Hey, don't pin that on me.
But let's see. Why don't you stay on the line and let's see who else is calling, because we are looking for one special fan out there. 678-7743. I did promise a young fan that we would spend an hour with him at an upcoming show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jehovah from Fort Lee. I just wanted to call and tell you, I don't think Dave's going to be calling up today.
Why not?
He's busy.
What's he doing?
He's in theater.
No, seriously, what's he doing?
I'm dead serious.
What kind of theater?
Grips.
In a local high school production of My Fair Lady?
We're doing The Matchmaker.
I was so close. And he's doing Grips in high school.
Yeah.
And they're rehearsing tonight.
I'm doing Grips too, but I got out early so I could listen to the show.
So all his little theater thespian friends are there with him.
Yeah.
Okay, now Ken and I have to huddle here because you know what the topic was going to be today?
Him.
Him! Him and his life!
Right.
Randy's on the phone. Randy, what should we talk about tonight?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I take the show a lot more serious. I clear this hour every week with my boss.
You know, I should do that, too, because then I'd be here a lot more frequently.
And I guess you did the...
Now, wait. See, this is the thing. I don't want to get into a catfight between fans. Who's the bigger fan? Okay. I have 8 fans, and I love you all equally.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm so much of a fan.
Yeah.
Last week, I plunked down $7.95 plus tax.
To see?
No, and bought a used copy of one of your movies.
Oh, no. You know what? Let me just give you some advice when you buy one of my movies. You can take some scotch tape and fill in the little tab on the back and reuse the tape. It's high-quality videotape.
Really?
Yeah. So don't worry. That money wasn't wasted. So let me reassure you there. But now, I got to tell you, our show tonight was going to be Dave. We were going to play Dave's
favorite songs.
I can tell you as much as you need to know about him.
Well, I'm boycotting the show then.
No, Randy, your show will be coming up, my friend. You're in line, but Dave's name was picked out of our hat, our hat of fandom. Now, let me tell you our alternate plan. Let me tell you the other ideas I had, and you guys can vote on it. I think without Dave, we really don't have a show. Do you agree?
We had a great deal to make with Dave also.
Yeah, we were gonna strike a real big bargain with Dave.
Oh,
is Dave around next week, do you think? By the way, when can we see The Matchmaker?
Huh. I am not sure. I mean,
who's starring in The Matchmaker?
All the cool people are doing grips this time around.
Oh yeah, the cool kids do grips.
Uh-huh. Who's doing lighting if all the cool people are on grips?
The guy who lighting's a real loser.
Really?
Hold on one second. I got another phone call. It's probably Dave.
Okay, let's get Dave. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Tell him to call the station.
Okay.
Dave.
Hello?
So, Randy, let me tell you the other ideas I had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Randy, it was either going to be celebrating Dave and his life. That was choice A.
No.
I know, you would vote no. I know, because you're a jealous little guy.
No. Hey, guys,
okay,
it's
yeah.
Dave on the other line.
It is?
Yeah.
Tell him to call the station.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. It looks like we're in the Dave business tonight.
Bounce one of the other ideas.
Okay, the other idea was have 100 callers.
He's calling the station.
Oh, good.
We're going to have to clear lines.
Yeah, we were going to have 100 callers call and each one sing a verse of 100 bottles of beer on the wall.
I think you're better off sticking with the car games.
Well, it would be a service for people that are driving and they're too self-conscious to sing the song themselves. So they could just tune in and listen. And the other choice was going to be, where were you when you heard that River Phoenix had died? By the way, where were you when you heard, Randy, that River Phoenix had died?
I was basically just watching TV with the volume off, and then
the picture came up
of him on the news, and you just know he's dead. It's sort of like when I was in this pizzeria once eating, and I saw Fred Gwynne in the middle of the news.
You knew. Because what else could Fred Gwynne be in the news for?
Exactly.
Unless he took a shot at some congressman or something.
Yeah, when they show a tape of the Monsters and says file tape on the bottom.
See, now Fred Gwynne, though, you see the picture, you immediately know what he was in, the Monsters. I remember him from the Monsters. But River Phoenix, you see the picture, and then you have to go, now where did I see him? What movies? You have to play that. What was he in, game?
Stand By Me.
Stand By Me, right. And, of course, he played young Indiana Jones, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think I was eating breakfast when I heard the news. I opened it. It was a day like any other. The birds were singing.
Uh-huh.
I looked outside. It was a squirrel on the tree. I said, all's right with the world. And then I opened the paper, you know, to do the jumble. And there was his picture.
You don't do the crypto quote.
The crypto quote. Isn't the crypto quote always like Thoreau? Isn't it always the same quote? Most men lead lives of a quiet desperation. Isn't that always the crypto quote?
It usually is Emerson or Thoreau.
It is. Now, have we had our call yet?
I don't know.
No, we have to clear the lines.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we have to.
I thought we had three lines.
No, no.
Oh, then you know what? Randy, God bless you and your work. Oh, I got to go. There's something on the stove. Something's burning.
Oh, thank you for keeping me.
Jehovah, you'll have to call back after we
That's
leave.
Right. Jehovah, we need you to profile your friend Dave.
Oh.
In all his glory.
Okay.
Thanks. Talk to you soon, Jehovah.
All right.
That's why God made redial buttons. Dave, if you're listening, if you're there at school taking a little break from your little rehearsal.
I think we blew it, to tell you the truth. I think Dave from Fort Lee was trying to call and couldn't get through.
Dave from Fort Lee does not give up. You're underestimating Dave from Fort Lee, as do many of his enemies, by the way. Hi, you're on the air. Dave, talk to me. Dave, come back to the phone. He forgot how the phone works. We're at the 678-7743, and we're talking to Dave today. Dave, you're on the air. Hello?
Dave from Fort Lee?
There he is.
There he is.
Dave from Fort Lee. Dave, remember a couple weeks ago I promised a show just for you?
I love you guys.
You
guys are my friends.
Yeah, that's right, Dave.
We'll see about that,
But we hope you feel the same way in 50 minutes.
I will.
Dave, we have a lot of good topics that we could do tonight.
That's right.
So we're not necessarily going to do the show about you. You have to agree to a couple of provisions.
Of course.
Okay.
Now, Dave, you have been very enthusiastic in your support for the show. And there are some people here who have argued you've been too enthusiastic.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
No.
We have been yelling back and forth. I've been defending you all night.
I know you have.
Okay. So here's our deal. We will do a show. We will celebrate you. We will play your favorite songs.
Oh, thanks.
We will call girls for you.
Oh, really?
We will give you a platform to talk about your political views.
Oh, really?
Because you might have read a paper this year. We will... I know you're interested in radio. We will have Ken give you advice about your radio career.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this will be your show.
My show, huh?
50 minutes until 6 o'clock.
If you need any kind of therapy, we'll try to find a therapist.
Maybe we have some therapists who are listening that can talk to you the last few minutes of the show.
Medical advice.
Medical advice?
Wow. Yeah, anything.
Everything.
Anything you need.
Legal advice?
If you're in the middle of some kind of report for school, we can maybe steer you towards some experts that might be able to help you.
You want to divorce your parents? We can help you out with that.
That's right.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But Dave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
We have something to ask from you.
Okay.
We need to clear our lines every show, and you have been very enthusiastic, and you've been calling every show, even before you know the topic.
I know.
Dave called at 10:30. Dave, the week that you called at 10:30 a.m. to find out what the topic was that night, why weren't you in school at 10:30?
Well, I was in school. I called from school.
That's what I figured. Isn't that what I said?
Yeah, that is. So they have payphones in the school. Are you calling from?
I called from the school phone. I sneaked in, and I called.
You are the coolest guy.
Oh,
it's Sean Connery and then Dave from Fort Lee. That's my list of cool guys. Hey, Dave,
mm-hmm.
If we devote the whole show to you and play your favorite music and get you therapeutic help, would you agree that for 6 months?
A year.
Would you agree that for 9 months? Look, we're negotiating here. Ken and I are haggling. You refrain from calling the station.
Okay.
Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
Now you have to swear on your sister's eyes.
Okay. I swear on my sister's eye.
Dave, do you have a sister?
I do have a sister.
Okay.
And Dave?
Hi, Ava.
Dave, another part of the agreement?
What?
Is that for the same 9 months, you don't send me an audition tape to try out for your own program here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you agree to that, it's your show, Dave.
Okay, I agree.
Okay, Dave, this is your show. What theme music would you like for the show? We have a library here. We will pull the song.
Bribe Your Congressman.
Rob Your Congressman. Who's that by?
Bribe Your Congressman by... The Dust Rhinos. My own personal band.
I don't think we have that.
Oh, that's yours. But we would play it. Do you have a tape recorder near you, a tape player?
Oh, damn. I don't know. Jehovah might have it.
Jehovah, for God's sake, if you're listening. Jehovah.
Call in, buddy.
Cue up the tape, buddy. Bribe Your Congressman.
The Dust Rhinos.
The Dust Rhinos.
Bribe Your Congressman. And you're the leader of the Dust Rhinos,
yes,
Dave?
Yes, I am. I sing lead vocals.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Jehovah plays bass.
And you play guitar also, I bet.
Yeah, I play like rhythm guitar.
Now, excellent. You can't sing and play guitar at the same time.
No, I can't do either one very well, but, you know,
and,
has that ever stopped me before?
And Dave, we are also inviting any friends of yours from Fort Lee or the area, any family, any ex-girlfriends, please call because we want to profile you. You don't have any friends? You have lots of friends.
Oh, I do.
I'll tell you how I know you have lots of friends. They've been annoying me for a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
But we're inviting all of them to call.
Oh, really?
We want an in-depth portrait of the man.
Oh,
Because you're more than just a high school kid making prank phone calls. There's more to you, isn't there?
There is.
Tell us something about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
Dave from Fort Lee, the portrait. Yes. You're 17 years old.
Uh-huh.
And you have many brothers and sisters?
I got one brother and one sister and one dog.
And what's your dog's name?
DJ.
DJ? Oh, that's a bad sign. That's a very bad sign.
Well, no, he's promised to leave us alone. Okay, and your dog's name is DJ.
Yeah.
And
the dog was named after me.
And, I see, because D is for Dave, and we don't want to know what J is. Because, you know, if we know your last name, girls, babes will be calling you night and day now.
Oh, no, it's my middle name, John.
John is your middle name, Dave John. And what are you doing at school? You must be getting near SAT time, is that right?
Yeah, I just took the SATs.
How did you do on your SATs?
Well, I got 1130 the last time.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad at all. You know, I have a friend who works for the SAT company, and every answer is B.
B?
Yeah, that's the secret. Don't tell anyone.
Okay.
Just fill in B's, and you've got it made.
Okay.
And what college are you looking at, Dave, from Fort Lee?
Upsala College.
And, no, seriously, what college are you looking at? There's no correct answer here.
Oh.
You are so cute.
Oh,
what colleges are we looking at?
Yeah,
Penn State. I don't know.
Penn State's your safety school after Upsala, right?
Of course. University of Massachusetts.
Oh, good. Because you're pre-law, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Are you pre-law?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Or communications, because I want to be on the radio.
Well, this is your moment.
But this is it. I mean,
maybe you'll be so saturated with airtime by the end of the hour that you will have scratched that itch.
I can't call for another 9 months. You know.
9 months, buddy. 9 months. Now, what kind of radio? What would be your dream job 10 years from now?
Believe it or not, a radio radio DJ host person.
And you're a big fan of Howard Stern's?
No. I think he's a moron.
He's a big fan of yours, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, he's a big fan of mine. Oh, yeah.
I love anybody who loves me.
Well, then we're on that list, my friend.
Yep.
Okay, so you're going, so it's communications and pre-law is sort of like the choice you have to make.
Yep.
Maybe by the end of the hour, we'll have some people call in and they can steer you in the right direction. Okay, and right now you're doing grips for some theater production in high school.
Yep.
Now you're doing that just to hang around with babes.
Basically just to hang out around with Jehovah, because he's like cool.
Jehovah is cool. Hey, he said the same thing about you, buddy.
Oh, really?
Now, are you guys so tight as friends that you are thinking about going to the same school?
Well, he's, like, smart. He got, like, a 1500 on the SAT.
Whoa.
Huh. And he hangs around with you because your parents give you a lot of money?
No, no, he has, like, no friends, so, you know. He has, like, less friends than I do.
He's that cool.
Yep.
He's one of those really cool.
No, he's like one of those cool people that doesn't have any friends.
No, I know. You reach a certain point
you know
where
what?
You're so cool that you have no
Jehovah,
friends.
You know, you don't have to tell us Jehovah's smart because he won our high school equivalency diploma.
He's like a self-proclaimed genius.
Oh, they're the smartest kind, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Has he mounted our diploma, by the way?
I don't think he ever got it.
No. Well, we'll have to look into that because we really did mail it.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh. Okay, and now what other... We're going to try to get your tape played. We really will. We hope Jehovah's calling. What other songs might we pull from the library to play for you?
Wait, Dust Rhino songs or like real songs?
Well, real songs. On real. What song have you not heard on the radio ever that you wish you could hear on the radio?
What song? Let me think. I don't know. Rocket Queen by Guns N' Roses.
Do we have that, Ken?
We might.
Look under Guns. G for Guns N' Roses. okay, Rocket Queen.
That might be in the basement library. I'll look.
Okay, can you give us another choice?
Okay, let me think.
Do you have any tattoos, Dave?
No, I don't.
Describe yourself, Dave.
I'm like 6'1". I'm blonde. I have like long blonde hair. I have green eyes. I was born in Holland, home of the free.
You sound, you look just like Axl Rose.
Well, you know, I liked it.
You're a very attractive man, Dave.
Oh, thank you.
And do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
And what is her name?
Oh, if I would say that, she would be, like, mad because she, like, doesn't want to be affiliated.
She doesn't, does she know? If I asked her, let's say I met her tonight and I didn't identify myself and I just asked her, do you have a boyfriend? Would she answer yes?
Yes.
So she knows you're her boyfriend.
Yes, she does.
And how long have you two been going out?
Like 6 months.
Give us a fake name.
Okay, Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, Jehovah will be asked to give us the real name, and he will do it.
He will.
So for just this moment, we'll call her Jennifer.
Okay.
But we'll know soon enough what her real name is.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. And describe Jennifer. Is she your age?
Yes, she's a year younger than I am.
Okay, so she's going to be in high school, and you're going to be in college.
That's true.
You think the relationship will survive that?
I guess. I hope. I don't know.
Are you preparing a little speech like, let's be true to each other, or are you preparing the other speech? We're going to be far away. I think we should both experiment.
I don't know. You know, I still have some time. Depends what happens, you know.
Do you think Jennifer's listening to the show?
Probably not.
Jehovah, if you're listening, hang up. Jehovah, we're going to get to you. Have Jennifer call us.
Jehovah, get up.
Jehovah? We're counting on you to do our dirty work.
Do you want to see?
You want to see who's on the other line? Let's see.
Yeah, Dave, we're gonna see if
we're gonna. Now, can you stay on the phone? Are you at a pay phone or some kind?
I'm like at my house.
Oh, so you're not at the rehearsal?
No, I got home already.
Hey, how does the matchmaker look though?
It looks like.
Doesn't look great, huh?
No.
And what would it cost at the door to get in to see the matchmaker?
Like $4.
So you could do. You're saying people to save their money.
Basically.
Okay. Let's see who's on the other line.
Now, Dave, we're going to put other calls on the air, but it's up to you whether, you know, they stay on the air.
This is your show, buddy.
Okay.
Anytime you want anyone cut off, you just say, that's it.
That's it.
Okay?
So, I mean, Dave, I'm going to put these people on the air, and you tell them that they're on the air.
Okay.
Okay. When I say go, that means you'd say you're on the air.
Okay.
Okay? Go.
You're on the air.
Hi, it's Jehovah.
Jehovah!
Yeah, Doug.
How's it going?
Dave. Yep.
Doug, huh?
Wow.
Jehovah, you just called Dave Doug.
I called him Dust.
Dust.
Uh-huh,
that
Dust,
is a little,
okay.
This is a little petty.
You know what? I'm going to call him Dust, too, if that's okay with you, Dave.
I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, that would be great. Jehovah, just remind me, why do we call him Dust?
He named himself after the band, the Dust Rhinos.
Oh, of course, the Dust Rhinos.
Right.
Hey, Jehovah, do you have a song by the Dust Rhinos queued up?
I've got Bribe Your Congressman. Want to hear that one, Dust?
That's my favorite. You know, the Dust Rhinos, it's a great record, but they're also great live. It's a great live band,
too. In fact, this was recorded live.
Yeah, oh, it's a great record.
Uh-huh.
The first cut's a killer. This is Dave, do you want to introduce this song?
Okay, this is Bribe Your Congressman with the killer bass part, which will now go down in, I don't know, music history.
All right, I'll play it over the phone.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Paul, you want to play cuts? Anytime.
I love the bass part.
Isn't it? It's like a clack.
Is that a fretless bass?
Well, you know, the bass is cheap. It's like fretless.
Oh, I love this part. Album version of the song?
This is the live version.
Oh, the live version.
Yep. This is live at Harry Welty.
Wow, what an amazing lead.
Yeah.
That's my friend Kurt who got the car and like broke his finger.
It's like a fire hazard. Wow, that's hot.
My bass is four.
Listen to the crowd.
Oh, we all, you know, we get like small crowds.
Now, who wrote that song?
I did.
Jehovah wrote it.
Jehovah, where do you get your ideas?
Well, actually, that one just came to me like really quickly. I used to sing.
Wait. The show is about Dave. Andy made a little mistake.
Well, I was hoping Dave had inspired
the song. What did you think of the song, anyway?
I liked the part about bribing your congressman.
It was the best.
You liked the bass?
I liked the bass.
The bass is the best part.
Oh,
you know, it's great music, but if you listen to the words, Ken, you know, it's so true.
It is.
This is such a cynical, money-driven society we're living in.
Right.
And it's a cynical, money-driven song, too.
It is. You know, you laugh at the song, and then you find yourself wiping away a little tear toward the end. Now, Dave, was that you singing?
Yes, it was.
Terrific. And where might we see the Dust Rhinos in the future?
Well, since our lead guitarist, Stealth, got into a little car accident, it's going to be like another 6 weeks before he's back on his guitar.
Isn't that the way of all supergroups? There's always some tragedy.
Yeah. Can I just say hi to my friend Stealth? Hi, friend Stealth.
Stealth, we invite all your friends to call because we want to draw a profile of Dave that's completely three-dimensional. Oh, by the way, Jehovah, while we have you, what is... We were just talking about Dave's girlfriend. What's her name? I forgot already.
Jennifer?
No, Jehovah.
I can't tell you her real name.
Why? She's not listening. No one's listening. You know who's listening? You two guys.
You know, it's not worth it.
What are her initials? Okay.
I don't know. Is it Safe Dust?
Dust.
Go for it, Big.
Dust, do it.
A-W-K.
A-W-K.
J-W-K.
J-W-K. Julie. Just say yes or no.
Jehovah?
Jehovah, is it Julie?
Jehovah, Dave from Fort Lee's not with us for the time being, so you can speak freely. No. He'll never know what you're saying.
Just her first name.
Come on.
He wants his own show, but he can't be too embarrassed about the love of his life.
James.
Yeah, okay. We're going to call her Jennifer. Fine, Jennifer. Tell us something about the Dave that... Jehovah.
Hey, we lost Dave.
Oh, no. Dave, call us back. Jehovah.
Yeah?
Tell us something about Dave that he might be too shy or modest to tell us himself.
Is he really 6'1", long blonde hair?
Yeah, that's about right.
Uh-huh.
And when he goes to parties, do girls sort of come up to him? And is he an attractive guy?
You know, they think he's a little mentally unstable.
But we know better, don't we?
I'm not sure if we do.
Okay, Jehovah, we're going to see if this is Dave here. Hi, you're on the air.
It's Dave.
Okay, let me remind our listeners.
I think it's a fake Dave now.
Wait.
Hello, is it Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's Dave, why don't you tell us Jehovah's, the initial of Jehovah's last name?
The Big Brother, George Orwell, 1984. Wake up. Smell the coffee, man.
Okay, thanks so much. You know, phony Dave's, that's probably the biggest problem Dave has.
Really?
Guys pretending that they're Dave.
Yeah, I remember this show the other week. You had like 15 callers named Dave.
That's right.
Jehovah, you have to tell us if these people are the real Dave or
that's
not.
That's right, we're counting on you.
Well,
you knew that right away, right? You knew that wasn't Dave.
Yeah, I could tell.
Because he didn't call you Dust.
Right.
Okay. Let's take another call. Maybe this is Dave.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's Dave from Fort Lee. Okay. You're back.
That's our guy. Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Let's talk a little bit about Dave's political views. Do you guys talk politics?
Sometimes.
Dave, you have an opinion about this big North American free trade thing?
I think the U.S. is getting screwed up because what the hell do Mexico or Canada have to offer, you know? What the hell can you get from Mexico? A cheap screw?
Well, I think the idea is that the Mexicans will be buying our goods, but you don't buy that argument.
I don't buy that at all.
Okay, so you would vote no.
Nothing.
And that will become, at least for the next hour, that will become my opinion also.
Oh, thank you.
Cool.
I'm with Dave 100% also.
Okay. Dave?
Yep.
Tell us something else about, what did you do last summer? What kind of jobs have you held?
I was like a lifeguard, and I got to sit around and do nothing and, like, I don't know, not watch the kids.
And is there one, did you save one person who's alive today, thanks to you, Dave from Fort Lee?
Nope.
No?
No. Somebody got, like, really hurt, though. They cut their toe.
And did you watch it? Did you yell, hey, help?
No, I'm too busy. I'm talking to Jehovah.
Now, Jehovah.
Isn't that always the way?
Now, Jehovah, why don't you tell us some little memories that you've had of Dave? How did you two meet?
We met in the seventh grade. That's and my great. First real contact with him was when, my seventh grade English teacher assigned me to help him with his writing because his English wasn't so hot back then.
Pastore, baby.
Do you mean he had just immigrated or he was just...
You know,
just
he had been here a few years, but, you know, he...
Yeah.
You know, he was like a social outcast at the time.
Well, let's see, Dave, where are you from again?
Holland.
Holland,
Dutch land.
And you, how old were you when you moved here, Dave?
Like 10.
What's your first memory of America?
First memory? Big cars and big boots.
That's right, buddy. Don't forget it. That's right. Man, that should be our national motto, I think.
Right.
Well summed up. And Dave, what are you in the middle of doing this week? Do you have a book report too? Can we help you in any way? What can we do?
I don't believe in homework. I think it's useless. Waste too much time.
He is a radical.
Yeah.
You live on the edge, buddy.
I do. Mm-hmm.
If they give you line paper, you write the other way. What can we do to help you? Would you like Ken to give you some advice about your radio career?
I guess. You know, he's the expert.
Do you have a demo tape that you guys have put together?
Yeah, there's this thing called Audio Fung, which is like 90 minutes long of like us, Jehovah, and I just talking.
It's sort of like an audio fanzine.
See, now, Dave, when we talked about you making an audition tape for WFMU, didn't I tell you to keep it to 15 minutes?
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, I mean, this isn't just specific.
Well, Ken, these guys are really funny.
Just FMU. We sell it to people and stuff. We're good capitalists.
Yeah. We sold $2 per copy. We sold like 40. That's $80 in our pocket.
Okay. Wait a minute. So you guys talked for 90 minutes, recorded it.
Right.
And then sold copies of it around the school.
Yep. That's basically dead on.
You know what? There's no legal problem with that whatsoever.
Excellent.
Yeah. The moral problems we really don't have time to get into.
Hi, Mom.
Is that Jehovah's mom?
Yeah, she just...
She must know Dave pretty well.
Yeah, she knows him well.
I think it's time to get your mom on the phone, Jehovah.
Oh, God, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, you know what
Dave,
I
got, Mom?
Ken and Andy,
I feel so guilty.
You.
I broke Jehovah's egg.
Ken and Andy, on the radio.
Like, he had this egg for, like, family living, and he had to take care of it, and I
hold on.
It.
Oh, that's right, family living. You treat the egg like a baby.
Right. Yeah. One moment. Here's my mom.
Okay.
This is Jehovah's
Hi,
mom.
I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to call you Mrs. Jehovah. That's the name your son uses.
That's fun, yes. My son chose a name other than the name I gave him, but that's okay.
Now, do you know what our topic is today, Mrs. Jehovah?
No, I just walked in.
I think I'm going to call you Mom. Our topic today is Dave from Fort Lee.
All right.
And Dave is on the other phone. You're here. You're here only because
Hi,
he lets you on the air. This is his show.
Dave, say hello.
Hello.
How do you say hello, Dave?
Hello, ma'am.
This is Jehovah.
Yeah, I want to tell you that Dave's really a nice guy.
Terrific. We are trying to get a full profile, and all your son and Dave are talking about, they're clowning around about how little homework they do.
Yeah, well, that's true.
As if that's cool. Kids today, they think that's cool, not doing homework.
Yeah, they do.
And
well,
Dave's against NAFTA. Did you know that?
He's against NAFTA?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I'll have to talk to him about
that. We're learning all sorts of things about Dave. Now, tell us something about Dave that your son and Dave might be too embarrassed or too modest to tell us themselves.
Oh, gosh, I couldn't collude with you on that one.
Does Dave come over?
I have to live with my son, and Dave's here, and...
We would all agree. By the way, do you know, we're also talking, it sounds like Dave's girlfriend is terrific. Do you know her?
I've never met her, but I hear from Dave's mom, who I'm friendly with, that she is really
What's her name again? I forgot already.
Dave's girlfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know her name either.
Well, you don't know her name either.
I can't say her name on
Now,
radio.
Dave is Dave sort of a mooch? Is he always over for breakfast?
No.
Like Eddie Haskell?
No. No. No, he's really a very nice, good-natured kid.
And now Dave is thinking of, Dave is thinking about either going into communication because he wants to be like me and Uncle Ken.
Uh-huh.
Or
I think he'd be great at it.
I do too. He's a natural.
Yeah, he really has, he's sort of real personable. And
you know, friendly. When God gives you a gift like Dave has, it would almost be a crime against nature not to use it and share it.
You want to hear about Jehovah?
No, going to be another show, Mom. You're a good mom. No, we're saving that. That's for Sweeps Week. We're saving that topic.
He wanted at that point. Now my son wants the phone back.
Oh, God bless you. All right. Well, thank you very much for that little tidbit.
Yeah. So
I can't recall what it. I wish we could talk to Dave's mom.
Oh, she's really pretty cool for a mom.
Wow.
That's
from a mom.
Coming from another cool mom.
Yeah, but what does one mom know about another mom?
You know, I mean, I try to tell my son that he has a really cool mom because I went to Woodstock and I still have my tickets.
Do you really? What was the high point of Woodstock? What's the one memory you have of Woodstock?
Well, gosh, I don't know if I should say this on the radio. Well,
was Jehovah conceived at Woodstock?
No, he wasn't conceived.
Oh, that's too bad, because he sounds like he was.
No, well after Woodstock, I think.
Okay,
well, after Woodstock, you're right.
So what was your one memory of Woodstock?
Well, I remember that I went with a group of friends, and we brought a lot of food, and everybody was, and there wasn't enough food to go around, so everybody wanted to trade us acid for food. But we wouldn't give them our food.
Jehovah, did you ever hear that story before in your life?
Wait, hold on. Did you ever hear that story before?
Yes.
You've heard that story.
Yeah.
You're sick of her Woodstock stories, aren't you?
Basically.
Yeah. You know what? I've only heard it once, and I think I'm tired of it.
Uh-huh.
Can I just say something? I hate Jehovah's Father.
No, you do not.
He's
Take that back.
Don't feel bad. You know, he's not very likable.
Is this a divorce family we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dave...
Okay, you can say that in front of Mrs. Jehovah.
Okay.
She probably
Dave,
like
your opinion about NAFTA and your opinion about Jehovah's Father are now my opinion.
Okay.
Let me just remind our listeners, well, this is a very self-indulgent show. We are talking to and about one fan, Dave from Fort Lee.
Self-indulgent shows are the best kind.
Why are we talking about Dave from Fort Lee?
Because Dave has promised not to bother us anymore.
Am I still allowed to bother you?
I think. Well, no. If Dave isn't allowed to call, you have no reason to call, right, Jehovah?
That's not true.
You do everything together.
Person.
Well, Jehovah,
who edits the day after?
Jehovah, you can call, but you are not allowed, Jehovah, to speak on behalf of Dave when you call.
Oh, no problem.
You can call on your own. By the way, congratulations on acing the SATs.
Oh, thanks.
What did you get, Jehovah?
1510.
Yeah, they give you 1500 for signing your name, don't they?
Well, you know.
What school are you going to, Jehovah? It sounds like BU. With those scores.
BCC, right?
I don't know. My grades aren't perfect.
Now, do you guys...
Wait, this is a show about me. Get rid of Jehovah.
Right. Sorry.
Okay, that's
sorry.
It. Get rid of Jehovah.
Hey,
you heard the man. You heard the man.
Hey.
That's it. It's done. You're like God here.
Oh.
Now, Dave, with your permission, Dave, we'd like to open up the phones and get other people's reaction. Maybe there are girls out there that would like to meet you.
Okay, give me another person.
Okay, we're at 678-7743. If you have opinion about Dave, if you'd like to say hello to Dave from Fort Lee, give us a call, 678-7743. Dave, the line is ringing. Should we answer it?
Yes, we should.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, you're on WFMU.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you know Dave from Fort Lee?
I don't know Dave from, well, not until today.
And is this a friend that you'd like to have, Dave from Fort Lee?
Yeah, he sounds pretty cool. I like bribe your senator.
Congressman.
What?
Congressman.
Congressman.
Now, Dave, you'd probably like to sell it to this guy, right?
Of course I would.
Yeah, I'm interested in...
Where might we get a copy of the Dust Rhino?
I guess you would, like, I don't know, send me a letter or something, and we can send it to you, like a copy of the tape.
What's your address?
I don't know if you want to give that. I don't know if I want to offer myself as conduit either. Maybe you could,
I'll give you a P.O. box to send it to, and I'll get it to Dave.
Oh, thank you.
Send it to P.O. box 5101.
Is this real?
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, okay. Where are you getting this from?
I'm just making it up off the top of my head, but it's real.
No, I see.
No.
It's a real P.O. box.
And is that in East Orange?
Just send it to WFMU P.O. Box 5101.
Yeah.
Hoboken. It's in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Why does WFMU have a P.O. Box in Hoboken?
For situations like this.
FMU, my friend, has its little tentacles everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I refer you to George Orwell.
And the zip code there is 07030.
And how much is a Dust Rhino?
How much for it to take?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
oh, it's free. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm doing you a favor by taking it because...
Okay, and for $2, if you include $2, he'll send you a copy of the scintillating conversations between Dave and Jehovah. Irresponsible, but he is a man of his word.
I am.
Don't you think you're excluding so many listeners by just concentrating on Dave? Or
I know what you're saying. I have 28 listeners. What about the other 27 listeners? I know what you're saying.
Or is it just worth it that he won't call back for the next
time? This is a price Ken and I decided that we are willing to pay.
Get rid of him. Cut him.
That's it. He's gone, Dave.
Dave, he's out of there, Dave.
Dave, now you understand the real appeal of radio. It's the cutoff button.
That is, definitely.
There's probably
Dave,
no other reason to go into.
There's somebody else calling now, Dave. Should we put them on?
Yeah.
Or would you like to hear Guns N' Roses? It's up to you.
No, I can hear Guns N' Roses at my own house.
Yeah, because I couldn't find the song, but we do have their new single.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, Ain't It Fun.
Ain't It Fun.
Have you heard that, Dave?
No, I haven't.
You know what, Dave? With your permission, we'll use that as our final end credit song tonight.
Okay, why don't we do that?
Okay. Oh, wait.
There it is, Dave. How's it sound?
I'm going to give you my opinion.
Great.
They're good, but they're no Dust Rhinos.
That's true.
Okay, we have another caller. Would you like us to take it, Dave?
Yeah, we will.
Okay,
okay.
Dave.
We're talking to and about Dave from Fort Lee.
Yes, I'm a new fan of that band, man.
Of the Dust Rhinos.
Yeah.
Are you calling from Fort Lee, sir?
No, I'm calling from Manhattan.
Hey, Dave, congratulations.
Manhattan.
You crossed the state line.
And I liked what he said. I caught that about the free country of Holland, man. I was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they run around like it's a free country over there. It's outstanding.
Awesome, man. Prostitution legal?
Exactly. No, they don't have laws against, like, victimless crimes. You know, you want to do something, you do it. No one gets hurt.
Dave, why'd you leave, Dave?
What? That's what my parents made me.
Yeah. Now, Dave, are you planning a trip back?
I'm planning to move back in a year.
Amen.
Once I get out of high school.
Amen, Dave. Dave is a godlike one amongst us, I think.
Thank you.
I think he is.
Yes.
He's not a god, but he's godlike.
Godlike.
So I would agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree.
I used it as an adjective, I think.
So you're now a fan of the Dust Rhinos.
Big time, yes.
Cool. Excellent. Congratulations, Dave.
I got that P.O. box, too, so maybe I'll get in touch, too.
Yep. We'll send it to anyone. Anyone smart enough to get it.
Send it to anyone. That's sort of your little... tagline for the marketing campaign.
Throw it out into the void, yes.
And yeah. Dave from Fort Lee, what's the name of your audio magazine? Audio Fung?
Fung. F-U-N-G.
Fung.
Audio Fung.
Yep.
And what are some of the topics that you and Jehovah talk about on Audio Fung?
I don't know. We have like little skits about our friends when we make fun of them and stuff. Like, you know, and I don't know, just stupid things.
So you are sort of like, are you well known in your school? If you ran for student council, could you win?
I could probably get a good number of votes.
Because you have a lot of friends. You're admired and respected.
I'm visible, I would say that.
Would you agree with this? You're the envy of all you survey?
Well, okay, if you say so.
Dave, since I appreciated your song, and I was thinking if you're interested in a topic I think would be good for your sound and your small platform, but maybe a very important platform because you're hitting the new generation.
Uh-huh.
It would be a song all about how AIDS was manufactured in a biological weapons factory.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Cool. Do you agree with that, Dave?
Well, I don't know.
It's not a matter of agreeing. It's just a song about how it was done.
Doesn't matter if you agree. Can you find a word that rhymes with factory? That's the big question.
Factory or factory?
There it is.
Olfactory.
Olfactory. There you go, guys. We're halfway toward, the chorus.
And you could tie it in with what that guy said before about smelling the coffee. Olfactory lobes, yeah.
Did you hear the word bogus in that song, too?
No, I didn't.
But Dave really seethed it when he sang it. Right, Dave?
Yep.
Dave, you're not the songwriter of the Dust Rhinos, but I believe you are the heart of the Dust Rhinos.
Jehovah and I write half and half.
Oh, okay, great.
Wait, are you saying that Jehovah took credit for writing that song?
Yeah.
And you wrote half of it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, it's a good thing we hung up on him.
Yeah, that's what I mean about Jehovah. He thinks the world revolves around him. Am I right, Dave?
Yes, he does.
He aces the SATs, and he just goes strutting down the hall. Oh, look at me. I'm Jehovah.
Damn that Jehovah. I'm glad I broke his damn egg.
You broke his egg. Okay, that's great. Dave, you want to keep this this guy on the... goodbye, buddy. Dave says you're out. You're out. We're at
Dave,
678.
He was a fan, Dave.
He was.
You're really changing, you know? I mean, like half an hour ago, you wouldn't have done that to a fan.
Oh, that's but I want to open up the line.
Okay, the lines are open. We're at 678-7743. We're talking about Dave, and ladies and gentlemen, you're going to find this hard to believe. We are talking to Dave.
To Dave.
So fans of Dave, this is your chance.
How you doing?
We're doing great now that you called, if I may be so bold, Dave.
You may.
Uh-huh.
Take it, Dave.
What's your name?
I'm not telling.
Why?
I wanted to play This Is Your Life, so you have to ask me questions and figure out how
Do you mean you know Dave?
Well, let's leave it to Dave.
Okay, Dave, you have 21 questions. Figure out who this guy is.
Are you a friend of mine?
No.
Have you ever, met me personally?
No.
Do you want to meet me?
No.
17 questions left.
Excuse me?
Andy, do me
a favor. Wait, I thought I had my name.
Get rid of him.
Get rid of him. Okay, he's gone.
Oh, man.
Too bad, because you just about had to narrow it down. You knew, by using your powers of deduction, you knew he lived between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. You had it narrowed down. We have another call, Dave. It's up to you.
We'll take him.
We'll take him.
Hi, you're on the air with Dave.
Hi. I think I knew who that last call was.
Who was that?
I think that was Neil McEnany from Maplewood, but I'm not sure. But you're on the air right now. This is WMSC 101.5. I'm not sure about the legality of this whole thing.
It's fine with us. We're doing a simulcast now. You know we're featuring Dave from Fort Lee.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Our audience has just doubled. We probably have 40 or 50 listeners
realize
now.
Realize that?
Yeah, how many listeners do you have over there at WMSC?
Oh, about 150,000, I think.
150,000. So now you have, my friend, 150,012. Think about that.
Have you factored in us yet?
No. Oh, you mean the three of us?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your name?
This is Dave, too.
Oh, this is Dave, too.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the real thing.
Yeah.
No, we'll never met the real thing.
So, Dave, you're on the air on two different radio stations now.
Really? Dave, I wanted to encourage
Does that mean he can't call that station either?
No, see, what I want to encourage him is, I really like the sounds of Dust Rhinos. I'm really impressed.
Oh, really?
I wanted to offer. I'm the assistant music manager of WMSC.
Oh, really?
And I wanted to offer you an acoustic set, maybe, if you wanted to come down to the station.
It can be
there.
Dust Rhinos Unplugged.
Really?
This is great.
You're the best. Yeah.
So, Ken, this is a banner day for all of us. Dave, you now have a new platform. And, Ken, we have palmed Dave off to another station.
That's excellent. Yeah.
This is beautiful.
What's the frequency at MSC?
101.5.
Okay.
That's a great frequency, by the way.
It doesn't come in. And I live in West Orange, and it doesn't come in around there that well. You get the other crowd.
Oh, but it comes in great right around the transmitter, right?
Yeah, about a two-mile radius.
Okay.
Now, would you like to make me an offer for me to switch stations?
If
you can match the salary, my friend, I'd love to talk to you about it. Let's just keep our options open. I won't say no. Yeah. I'll just sit and talk.
Yeah, but...
I want to play with them.
Okay, Dave,
but I can't call in for 9 months.
You can't call us for 9 months,
but you have a whole new set of friends there.
Yeah, we really like you now.
Oh, really?
All of us.
Cool.
WMSC is offering the Dust Rhinos an unplugged set.
Cool.
Right?
We'll do it.
Okay.
We're up for it.
Okay, so Dave, tell us some emotions you're feeling. This is your hour. What are you feeling? What's going through your mind?
It's like the happiest time of my life.
Oh, that's kind of a sad comment.
Well, not really, but, I had to make it sound good. I don't know.
Well, terrific.
I'm almost as happy as, last night.
You're as happy as a pig with two tails.
That's it.
So this, and you know what you're doing here? You're networking. You're making contacts.
Making more friends.
Yes.
So you can kiss college goodbye. You don't need college. You're a rock and roll star.
Hey, if you want to look at college, consider Montclair State because they have a pretty good radio program. And,
now, that's true. And also, WMSC, we can give out your address, right?
Oh, you sure can.
Yeah, what's the address of WMSC?
Well, we have two addresses. We have the post office. We have the
give us that
box.
One. Give us the P.O. box.
Okay, it's P.O. Box 68.
Okay.
15 Freelane Drive, Upper Montclair, New Jersey.
Okay.
Okay.
07040.
You know what?
Okay,
I'd like to,
Dave, did you get that? Dave from Fort Lee?
He's taping it. He's taping the show. I'd like to act as Dave's agent for 1 second. Dave, too, do you have? Let's pencil in a date right now for this show.
What was that?
Let's pencil in a date. How about next week, this same time?
Well, I'm filling in for somebody right now, but my regular show is 4 to 6 on Tuesdays.
Is that good for you, Dave,
for
from Fort Lee?
That's good for me. What was that?
That's good for me.
That's good for you.
Is next Tuesday okay?
Next Tuesday's cool.
All right, hey, Dave, let me get your phone number.
On the air? Then
I don't think that should be done.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? After the show, why don't we have Dave from Fort Lee call you?
Well, WMSC, you can give us your phone number, and Dave can call you.
Okay, yeah, but I'm gonna be jetting out of here in a little, so I'll give you my home phone number. I really don't care.
Okay, great.
Okay, cool.
Great.
It's in West Orange. It's 325-5047.
50 what?
47, and this is Dave. So.
Okay.
So it's two Daves.
Yes.
I'm crying. This is just great. You know, Dave from Fort Lee, I thought this would just be a fun sort of idea. We just give a fan a little platform for an hour, but it turns out this is a career in the making.
Well, you know, I don't want to take any more of WFMU's
Well, it's not our time. It's Dave from Fort Lee's time.
Yeah, you're right. But
we thank you very much for calling.
Sure. I got to say I'm a big fan of your show.
And we love your show. You know, I tape it. I don't often get a chance to hear it live, but I have my staff tape it every week.
Okay.
And you're terrific.
All right. Take it easy.
Thank you. Dave?
Should we play another Dust Rhino song?
That'd be great. You want to have Jehovah call?
Yeah, tell Jehovah to call and put in the Pirate song.
Jehovah, cue it up to the Pirate song.
Now we got to find Jehovah. That might not be an easy task.
Well, let's take the next call, shall we, Dave?
Three-way. How's that?
What's that?
How about if I call him on three-way?
You can call him on three-way?
Yeah.
You can try.
Okay. Hold on.
We have other people calling up to chat with Dave.
Oh.
Dave from
It might be Columbia Records.
Okay. Wait, why don't we take another phone call?
It might be the guy that married Mariah Carey.
Hi, you're on the air with Dave from Fort Lee.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fine. You want to talk to Dave?
Yes, please.
Okay, hello.
Dave, did you start the cult following?
Actually, I'm David Koresh.
Oh, you're David Koresh.
Are you referring to my cult following?
I'm referring to your cult following. Andy.
My cult following, Dave is probably one of the founding members.
Yep.
Well, Randy was the
Randy was the founding member, and the meetings, by the way, have not been going very well. People are just not paying their dues. Some people say they're going to bring the pizza. They don't bring the pizza. So I'm getting a little discouraged.
I'm starting another cult following in Chatham, actually.
Oh, good.
And, we've been driving past your house, Andy.
Yeah, you know what?
We've only seen your silhouette in the window, so the mystery is still there.
Having the cult following so near my house is the most frightening idea I've ever heard.
Get rid of him.
This isn't my show. We're talking to and
Dave,
about
he's
Dave.
Gone. Dave, he's gone.
That's right.
All you got to do is say it, and he's gone.
We're at 678-7743, and we're indulging one fan, Dave from Fort Lee, for 1 hour. And in exchange, he has promised not to badger us
for 9 months.
That's until next August.
If you look up badger, you'll see a little picture of Dave from Fort Lee.
But Dave, you are a
dictionary.
What?
Shall we take another call, Dave?
Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air with Dave from Fort Lee.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but I'm an A&R guy.
Uh-huh. You are? From what label?
Well, it's a small label called Ripe and Ready Records.
Dave, is that Dave?
That's in my range.
That's in my range.
Ripe and Ready, okay.
Ripe and Ready.
So they have the band Godspeed Wine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. And what is your first name, sir?
My name is Michael.
Michael, if you stay on the line, we hope to play another song from the Dust Rhinos.
Well, I always listen.
And we would love your professional.
Show, but I always listen.
But Godspeed Wine is doing quite well.
Yeah, we're doing great. We're doing great. And actually, I do publicity for them and several other bands, but I also discovered a few bands and got them signed to these labels.
Uh-huh, so
and I freak. Really? I love that.
So do you know Mango, then?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you know Mango?
Yeah, he's one of my clients.
Great.
Now, Dave from Fort Lee, why don't you describe to this professional, this is a grown-up now on the phone, it's time for you to describe your band and your plans and your aspirations and how you see yourself marketed.
Okay, well, my plans and stuff are like, you know, we want to
you know, play a lot of gigs before we graduate, because, you know, we're all going to graduate, hopefully, at the end of this year. And I don't know, we'd like to get signed, if it was at all possible.
Now, if you had a record deal, Dave, would you be willing to stick together for, you know, give this man a commitment?
Well, that's the problem. He's going to go back to Holland.
Yeah. Well, I think if he had a record deal, he might reappraise his plan.
And I might just stay here.
Yeah. But see, that's actually negative.
Oh.
Because you're not following your dream.
No, well, I could do both, you know. I could record in Holland.
So, Michael, you're looking for passion from Dave, right?
Well,
and a commitment.
Well, commitment's a real important thing in this industry.
I'll do anything.
There's a lot of bands that just, you know, fake it. There's a lot of bands out there that just will do anything.
Right.
For a record deal, and that's not what I'm looking for.
No, Dave from Portly won't do anything. Wait, Dave,
did we lose this guy?
No, I'm here.
Okay, excellent.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Is it Jehovah?
That's Jehovah.
Jehovah, guess who's on the other line?
Yeah, the A&R guy.
An A&R guy, a grown-up. Why don't we let Dave and Jehovah congratulate each other and squeal like pigs in delight for 1 second? Go ahead, guys.
Okay, here's a Dr. Reynolds song called The Pirate Song.
Okay, Michael, please give a listen.
Well, I have to go on the other. Oh, can I hear it over the phone?
No, you can hear it over the phone, sure.
Okay, cool.
It's coming up.
Okay, come on.
Did you hear the cowbells, Michael, at the beginning?
I believe so. It's, you know, phone music is pretty hard to deal with.
Now, Michael, they're not married to any of this. They can change it. They can redo it.
Not a chance. I'm calling up for the honesty of the music. I'm not here trying to manipulate anybody. It reminds me of some things.
Great bass playing.
Well, it's very, like, it reminds you a lot of Primus.
It does remind me of Primus. Dave, what is the name of this song?
It's the Pirate Song.
Pirate Song.
Yeah, Pirate Song. Yeah, I knew that.
I love this part. Listen, I love this part right here. That part. Oh, I love that part. Now, Michael, here's what we want from you. We want you to say these words. I'd like to hear more.
You want me to do this, or?
Just say, I'd like to hear more, guys.
But I do want to hear more.
Okay.
So that's the reason I called.
Then let's set up
I was legitimately impressed.
Wow.
By the song. For I'm a congressman. I thought that was it. And I heard, you know, it bugged me, like, what this reminded me of, which was kind of a climate thing. Which is okay, because we're young, developing, you know, this is talented stuff. Sorry about the star player, you know, but he'll be back. His
okay.
Even though you guys were jokingly saying how hot it was, it was good.
I agree. You know what? Sometimes I joke too much. Now, Michael, would you like to have these guys up to your office and maybe meet these guys?
No, I want a demo of the music first. I don't want to be one of them.
You want them to send you a demo of their music?
Right. Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I want to hear the music, not on the radio, or over the phone. That's
okay.
Kind of thing. I want to hear the music in my own environment and decide what I think about it, and then I want to pitch it.
Dave, are you listening?
You know, I'm possible management this too. I have a band playing tonight.
Okay,
you
Michael.
Lone Star. Well, you know.
What band is that?
They're called the DTs.
Oh, the DTs playing at the Lone Star tonight. Right.
That's a band I just have listened for.
Yeah. Are you from West Wave?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
how do you know that?
I don't know. It's just embedded in my head somehow.
Who am I talking to?
It's Ken from FMU.
Okay.
Ken knows 105 things.
You know, Ken,
and that's
you know everything, and it drives me nuts because there's no secrets when I talk to you.
Right.
Yeah. So, I can't even be obscure. You just expose me over the radio waves like that. I'm just trying to be like a neighbor here.
So Dave from Fort Lee can mail the tape to West Wave.
Right.
Do you want to give us the address?
John.
Yeah, sure.
Just hang up on us.
What?
I think they hung up on us.
No,
Dave, we're all here.
Hello?
We're
all
here, Dave.
Yeah, we're all here.
What?
Wow, sounds like a word orgy.
Jehovah, turn the music off.
Huh?
We're still here, Dave.
Oh.
It was just a bad dream.
Dave, you know what? While you and Jehovah were dancing around the living room, we were making a record deal for you. We just signed you to a 5-year deal. It's a 5-year, 7 record deal.
Yeah. $5 a record. It's a big thing.
With a $10,000 advance.
Which goes to us.
And guys, you have to...
No, wait. Now, Andy and Ken, I'm sorry. You guys, a little bit ago, you said you did not want to be a conduit.
Right.
Therefore,
right.
You can't claim anything at this point.
Okay, but we don't want to be a conduit. We just want to get the advance.
You know, I just wanted to use the word conduit in a sentence.
I'm sorry. I appreciate that you exposed Dave for what he really is.
Okay, now let us, Dave, get a pencil and paper because Michael's about to tell you where to send a demo tape.
Wait,
give me my address over the air.
I've got the whole show.
Okay.
Now, I tell you what,
I'll get them the address to West Wave, Michael.
Do you have it in your files?
Yeah, I'll find it somewhere.
Yeah, or I can give it to you, because I don't want to do it, because, I'll get, 10,000 demos from
Now, Dave, you and Jehovah must have thought about what the first album cover might look like. Have you ever discussed it?
Jehovah, what would the first album cover be like?
I have absolutely no idea.
I think it would just be you two guys, arms around each other, with giving a big thumbs up to the camera. Wouldn't that be it?
No, I think that's real bad.
And you're naked, and you're bloody.
Andy, you've had bad luck writing, movies and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't go by me.
See, already, I didn't even give the address out, and calls are coming in.
That's terrible. All right, Michael, we're going to say goodbye
to
you.
Right, Michael, you're going to be deluged with calls.
Dave and Jehovah will be sending you their tape.
Okay, you'll be able to do that. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So,
okay,
Dave, we're about to wrap it up. We're going to play your song as we wrap it up. Do you have any last thoughts for...
Oh, you mean you didn't play the song?
No, we're gonna.
This is your song, Dave.
We're
right
gonna play
now.
Guns N' Roses.
No, okay. This is Will Rigby, but it's a song for Dave.
Oh, I see. It's a song for Dave.
Okay.
Dave, has it been a terrific hour for you?
It has.
Will it be enough to get you through the next 9 months? Because that's the deal, right?
I don't know. I can call up the other radio station now.
Yeah. Bother anyone else you want.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to thank you for listening, and we hope you still do listen. But just keep that dialing finger, in the pocket.
Okay.
Okay. And good luck on this record deal.
Okay.
I hope we've solved your career problem for you.
One question. How are we going to get in touch with this record deal guy?
You just stay on the line, Dave.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll take care of you. We'll get you that address.
Okay. Jehovah, you going to stay on the line?
Sure.
Now, you know what? If you guys ever do make it and you're ever sitting on the Jay Leno show, you will have a heck of a story to tell about how you contacted your first record A&R guy.
Cool.
So it's great panel. If nothing else, we've done that for you.
Wow.
And next week, Ken and I are going to try to do a real grown-up regular show.
Oh, really?
No, how boring.
Yeah. And we'll see you then. You've been listening to 7 Second Delay on WFMU, Uppsala College in East Orange, New Jersey. Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Stay on the line.
Is she really going out with him? Oh, there she is. Let's ask her. Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing? Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm. By the way, where did you meet him?
She met me at the candy store. She turned around and smiled at me.
Yes, we see.
That's when she fell for the leader of the pack. One day your dad said, find someone new. Yes, to tell us Sammy if I drove.
What do you mean you say? You better go find somebody new.
So then asked her why. All she could do was cry. She was sorry she ain't me the leader of the pack. So they smiled, I kissed her on goodbye.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the world on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org.
Shut up!
this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. We'll be right back.